And the Tziv has a famous tshuva in the Meshiv Dava regarding the Makkah of Barad. At the end of Parashas Va'era, so it says, Kitsesi Esair, that when Moshe is going to leave Mitzrayim, he's talking about Makkah's Barad. So when Moshe is going to leave Mitzrayim, he's going to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says, why did he have to leave the city? It wouldn't be Kitsesi Esair. He went daven in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a city full of Avodah Zarah. So Moshe refused to daven there. So he had to leave the city. So all the Mefarshim are bothered. Like, what are you talking about? Makkah's Barad isn't the first Makkah. There were many Makkahs before Barad. So what did he do by all the other Makkahs? The same way he prayed in the city for the other Makkahs, he could pray in the city for Makkah's Barad. Manishtana Makkazu. So, both in the different context, or same context, that's when the Tziv was asked. The case was where there was a shul right next door to a church, which in many places happens, I guess, because of zoning laws. But there was, and the Mizrach in the shul was facing, I guess, the church. So they wanted to know, is it better to face a different direction other than east, other than Mizrach, because to avoid facing the church? So the Tziv writes, no. The davening Mizrach isn't a chumrah, that's the halacha. It's not a hiddur mitzvah, you're supposed to daven Mizrach, that's the halacha. And he quotes from Sefer Daniel, they learn out. In Daniel, Vav Yud Aleph, Negeid Yerushalayim, etc. So, therefore, since he says davening Mizrach is Mirkar Adin, so we should do it. And he says, so parenthetically, he mentions that he answers up the Kasha on Moshe. Didn't matter that Moshe was in Mitzrayim for all the other Makkahs because he was inside. So too, in the shul you're inside. It's only a Makkah's Barad was different because Makkah's Barad, Moshe davened outdoors. He wanted to show it was from Hashem. And the Barad stopped in midair, so to show people watching him the power of Tefillah, he wanted people to know that Moshe was davening and they would see him, although he went out of town, out of the city, so I'm not sure how many people saw him. But that's the Yisod. The Yisod in the Tziv is you daven Mizrach, even because inside doesn't make a difference, even if you assume it's an Avodah Zarah, the church. But regarding the question of Barad, why was Barad different? Because all the other Makkahs, if you're outside, it's a problem. You can't daven outside in front of Avodah Zarah. But if you're inside, then the Tziv writes it's not a problem. And therefore, only by Barad, Moshe had to leave the city.